following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, "Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome," with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
What's going on? Stuart Scotton with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Ah, great to have you along with us. Christmas Eve Eve edition, Doug and Daddy Show rolling at you. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us as he always does about 45 past the hour right here on 1460 and 1550. All your fantasy questions, maybe you're down to the end. Maybe it's critical. You've got to make the right decision.
I have a question for Joe.
You already got a question for Joe?
I do.
What do you do with what you know? I'm back to Ray Rice, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Danny Woodhead. Those are my three running backs.
I'm flexing Woodhead at a wide receiver because I think it works better.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
He gets yards. But hey, you got had another bowl game last night in Las Vegas.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I'll admit that today, for the first time in about 15 months, I'm late for the show. But
or 2 days, but whatever. Who's counting?
I had trouble getting the gas nozzle the gas nozzle surgically removed from my backside. $299. Merry Christmas.
That is getting really a little bit old.
Good job, guys. Yeah, we got. Why is it going up now? What's going on? Oh yeah, you got us used to sticking it to us. Now you're going to double stick it to us. Yeah, it's $3 a gallon.
Christmas Eve, you got to start with something negative, don't you?
We're used to it. Oh, it's going to be positive all day tomorrow, brother. All show tomorrow, all positive. Well, it should be all positive today. I don't know what tomorrow's going to be because you are just a strange, strange individual. Yeah, Boise, though, that's just how bad Utah is, Tony.
Yes.
Boise didn't play well, was lackluster early. If they were playing a decent Utah's decent. If they were playing a good football team, Boise would have been in serious trouble last night. Four turnovers. Utah doesn't do anything with them. Scores 3 points.
If you haven't saw, they had a little deal on SportsCenter about this. The last issue of ESPN, the magazine, had 21 things that can make sports better. They brought up the field goal. The kicker, Botsman missed.
Yeah, from Boise.
Had the goalpost been of NFL regulation height, which I said about 2 years on this program, make the thing as high as you need to decide whether it's in or out. Don't let that come down to a judgment call. And that went back to an Indianapolis Colts, San Diego Chargers game, which I just said, it's very close. I don't know if it's in or I don't know if it's out. But why would you let one guy looking straight above him make a, you know, when you're talking inches, make that decision. When they show his missed field goals, I don't know their misses. They're damn close.
No, I agree. I agree. Yeah, that would have made things better had Boise State been playing another game. But you know what we've got, Tony? They say that they would have been going to the Rose Bowl. Well, TCU's going to the Rose Bowl. So, I mean, you have your non-major going. There was the debate who was better. I think Boise's better than TCU. I think Wisconsin mops the floor with TCU, but I'll be wrong because TCU's actually the favorite in that football game, which amazed me when I was looking that up again earlier this week. You're correct, though. And I'm 2-0 in the Bulls. Yay! And tonight, I've got San Diego State going in the Poinsettia Bowl. Tomorrow, Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl.
Boy. Yeah, you know, Hawaii's going to mop that up.
One other thing, Tony. And then I'll quit interrupting you. You know, there used to be college football. First, Phil Jackson's right. Okay. Second, there used to be a couple of college football games on Christmas Day that weren't, that wasn't the in Mobile, Alabama, where they played the, what was it, the blue-gray. The only, you know, the best thing about there not being football in Hawaii on Christmas Day, you don't have to hear Meli Kaliki Maha from Don Ho every 2 seconds.
Merritt, would you effort that so we could hear it today?
The only time you hear that now is it's in one of the, was it in Christmas Vacation? Yeah. So there you go. That's the only time you have to worry about hearing that anymore. There's only one version that's any good that anybody ever played, and then the announcers just felt compelled to say that all the time. Okay, you go. I'll set back.
Well, no, Poinsettia Bowl tonight. San Diego State playing in their, you know, playing in San Diego. Nice. Got tens of thousands of fans coming out to support them. Then you've got the midshipmen of Navy. Well, San Diego's a pretty good Navy town, too. There's some big boats right outside of San Diego. If you've never been there, if you're headed to the bowl game, you can check them out. They're right there.
Well, probably are after the rains.
Well, the rains have just added to it. But the big question is San Diego State? There you go. Going to be able to slow down the rushing attack. You realize since Paul Johnson has taken over, this is crazy little statistic I came up with. My friend at Pointwise came up with. Since he's taken over the last 9 years, Navy, here's their rushing, you know, where you rank at. Yeah, you think, well, they're always up at the top. Since Paul Johnson has taken over, they have been three, first, third, first, third, and fifth. That's since he's taken over, rushing the football nation. I mean, that's a ranking in the nation. I mean,
where?
What's that?
At where?
Navy.
He's not there anymore. You know that, right?
Yes, I. Okay. But they've continued that same system since he. Since he started that deal.
He's at Georgia Tech. They play Air Force. They're 1-2 in the country in rushing this year.
it's a wild deal, this system, and nobody can seem to slow down. And then you look at San Diego State, who's allowed 31 points per game versus the five bowl teams they faced this year. I think Navy wins this football game, Doug. The more I look at it, I think Navy just runs the football, controls the clock, and runs all over them. You know they're fired up, and it doesn't. I mean, the Armed Force, those teams just play hard. They're fired up for another football game, and they're ready to go. I think Navy wins it.
Coming up later on the program, as Daddy said, Joe DeMeo. We'll have a few more of our bowl picks, and if you've got a fantasy football question for Joe, we love to pass them along to Joe, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and, of course, the Dent Popper Inbox, taking care of you during this Christmas season. Free estimate on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Send your emails to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Irish Ken has penned a poem in the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas theme.
He's in the mood.
That have you looked at it?
No, not so.
I think he's always in the mood. I will. I think it's worth reading, so we'll do that. Plus, we're going to break out the old 12 Days of Christmas coming up on the show today. And as we said, Joe DeMeo. Love to hear from you anytime, 888-455-ESPN. It's a slow time in football. Daddy, brought to my attention again last night, the game tonight being played, and it was mentioned at the top of the hour on Sports Center. The field is in San Diego at Qualcomm, where the Holiday Bowl is going to be next week. They're playing tonight, and it was underwater as recently as yesterday.
Might be torn.
Shouldn't there be some concerns here?
I would think so. I can't believe, and I don't know how you move a game or what you got to do, but I don't know how you can remove that much. Well, I mean, you see the parking lot is literally underwater. I mean, the water's standing there. They've been pumping it out for the last 48 hours. I don't know. I don't know what you do if you're one of those bowl committees, though.
I suppose if they need some advice, call the gang at Iowa State.
There you go. Shelton Coliseum underwater at the end of the summer.
So there you go. I just hope it's going to be bad enough the way it is. Let's just hope that the conditions of the field aren't too bad. A couple of things. As we said, the world of sports is basically at a standstill. There are a few college men's basketball games last night, and I think a couple tonight. Just most of them, though, Tony, are Nebraska Grambling State. I mean, they're Duke Pacific. They're, you know, Cornell and North Carolina. I mean, you're just not playing good competition. There are very few. There were a couple last night. Your mid-majors are still trying to find a way to play somebody competitive at this time of the year, but it's a very slow time. And Michael Jordan said, Merry Christmas, Larry Brown. You're out of here. That's what it's come down to, the Charlotte Bobcats. He's out. Paul Silas.
He's coached before. I have no idea where. But
you mean he sat on the chair before? You know. Yeah. And before we go to break, it's so slow in the sports world. The what are you already tired of hearing about? Daddy had the latest one with the Connecticut women's streak. I had the Brett Favre before that. Okay, something's got to happen. Let's play some football. Really, with the foot fetish thing, New York Jets and New York media? And it's everywhere this morning. All that tells me is the newsmen and the sports people's kinky societal thoughts right here. Yeah, we can all snicker and laugh. It's not a story. And anybody that tries to make it into a story is just doing so for their own kicks. Weirdos. You're the weirdos, media in New York. Freak shows. You're the ones that went out and got this video and decided to show it. Whack jobs. Really? How's it going to affect the Jets? How's it going to affect the Jets? Are you serious?
There's breaking news coming down about this Ohio State deal that they kind of broke on the game last night. Terrell Pryor to miss 5 games next season. Right now, it's just coming down. More and more investigations going on in this. Tennessee had a bar which people weren't, the football players weren't paying coverage charges. Kansas State now has got a clothing
store. Damn right they're not.
Well, I can't believe you can go back that far. I mean, and figure that out, but whatever. Well, now this Ohio State deal is just coming down the line. Terrell Pryor, I would assume, I mean, obviously they got a huge game with Arkansas. They going to make him miss a bowl game, too?
Just had this at the top of the hour on SportsCenter. No. They're all eligible for the bowl game, and they will miss the first 5 games of 2011, which is weird, which is very weird. Why would they be able to play the bowl game?
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Nonetheless, but 5 games, I mean, that won't be Nebraska, though. It will be Nebraska. Help me.
I don't know how much I can give you in 10 minutes here, my friend. I was just confirming that. I'm sure that Nebraska-Ohio State's the first conference game, but I'm just double-checking on that as my very slow computer tries to load that schedule. But, yeah, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no.
First game back.
Is that right?
Wisconsin's the first one, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the first game back is in Lincoln. Yeah, Nebraska's first home game was Ohio State, not first. Yeah, well, huh. Dan Beebe must be on that NCAA committee again. Way to hang in there, brother. He will miss Akron, Toledo, Miami of Florida, and Colorado, and then Michigan State. Those are the first 5 games for Ohio State next year. Akron, Toledo, at Miami, and then home against Colorado and Michigan State. Then they will be back for at Nebraska and at Illinois. Nebraska needs to find a way to move that game to a Thursday night TV game.
No, will our defense roll him up?
We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music, and it makes a great gift. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-485-2476 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Call by December 31st and save $100 when you order the Wave Music System together with our optional multi-CD changer. Also ask about financing. 1-800-485-2476.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a free Ryobi power tool worth up to $99 when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit or a Lithium Ion Combo Kit. Select that free tool from a wide range of power tools and make two of the people on your list happy, or one of them very happy. We're lowering the cost of an extra package under the tree with a free power tool when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through December 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The Champs Sports Bowl on ESPN Radio. West Virginia has the second-ranked scoring defense in the nation, allowing just 12.8 points per game. They face North Carolina State and an offense pumping out 32 points per game. Something's gotta give.
Touchdown! The Champ Sports Bowl, West Virginia, North Carolina State, followed by Missouri and Iowa in the Inside Bowl, Tuesday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yes, skies remain cloudy through the day today. Temperatures head into the lower 30s for a high with southeast winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies will stay cloudy tonight with a possibility for some light snow showers with a coating up to an inch possible. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 23.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Ohio State head football coach Tressel is addressing the media right now, and wow, weird things going on there at Ohio State, and maybe they'll impose more penalties. Maybe they won't play in the bowl game, so I guess we'll see. But
That's bad news for those players. That's too far. It's so far away.
Yeah, five players, including Terrell Pryor, suspended for the first five games of next year for improper benefits at a program, Tony, in Ohio State, where you just don't expect to ever hear things like that.
Well, that's certainly right, and you certainly think everything's on the up and up, and all of a sudden you got three scandals come out: Tennessee, Kansas State, and basketball, and now this one, relatively lately here. I mean, really, about the last month and a half, these things have emerged.
Well, and you talk about improper benefits. I think that's what Mike and the gang's doing down at Bruce Furniture.
Well, it's like you're stealing when you leave the place.
Well, the lowest prices of the year on Serta mattresses, and you can still get an HD TV free with a qualifying purchase on a Serta mattress, or you can get a $600 gift certificate. It's your choice. At the time of year when all is football and bowl games, you get the flat screen, you relax. You, I know, would relax on the Serta mattress and watch the flat screen in the same room, and
absolutely,
not necessarily your bedroom. That's right, just for you folks. They'll take care of you. They'll deliver it for free. They'll set it up for free. They'll dispose of your old mattress for free. It's Christmas for you at the great place we call Bruce Furniture, the Just Right For You store in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They wish you and yours the happiest of holidays, and thank you for your business in 2010. Looking forward to serving you in 2011, but what a great gift it would be for your wife or your parents, Serta Mattress. And then you throw in the HDTV for yourself, or you get the mattress for you, and you throw in the HDTV as a present. How great is that, Daddy?
Comped. She's getting it for free.
You mentioned Tennessee basketball. They lost to USC this week. Nebraska has a quality win over Southern California. Look out, NCAA tournament.
Nice. I like that. You know, they lost a couple times here lately. Somebody else, 49-48 the other night. Charlotte or somebody like that. Yeah, one of those games with the Charlotte had to dumb it down totally.
Lauren says, please tell me there isn't a video of Doug filming Daddy's big feet out there for the public to see. Oh, there's a video, Lauren. There's a video. It's just not of Daddy's feet. Irish Ken says, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Are you done yet over there?
What?
Well, a creature can't be stirring, and that includes you. It's 'twas the night before Christmas, moron. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Lo, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And what to my wondering eyes did appear but Big Daddy and Duda drinking a beer. They'd had their fill of Christmas cheer, I knew from their look, that was clear. I threw open the door and yelled with a jeer, what are you dorks doing here? They laughed as though they had no fear, I said to them as they drew near, how about some buckshot in your rear? They turned and ran with the speed of a deer, and I heard them exclaim as I cocked my ear, Merry Christmas to you, and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Irish
Ken.
That's
demented Irish Ken for you right there.
Appreciate all the emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Appreciate people with time on their hands. You get into the NBA at all on Christmas?
No, that's why I said Phil Jackson's right.
Yeah, they had Phil Jackson. People starting to knock him because of all the great players he's had. He's taking a little heat for that. Well, we'd have won 12 titles, too, if we'd had to. All right. Yeah, you didn't have him, all right? He did, so let the guy be. I like there to be something important on Christmas. The big names show up.
This is for Irish Ken.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Oh, God. It just doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. And we want to give a shout-out to Jay Bird, who is listening back in central Nebraska. Great to hear from you there, buddy. Also, Tony, I'm not as big a fan, but they're psychotic fans of the Seinfeld show. Happy Festivus.
See, I don't even know what that means.
Well, why would that surprise me? You socially inept. I mean, what? What? Oh, by the way, the Amazing Race did contact the Doug and Daddy show about us being on, so I just want you to know that. You want to make some more college football bowl picks?
I'd love to.
Nebraska, Washington. We've picked up until the Music City Bowl. And so Nebraska, Washington, I'm taking Nebraska.
I think the Big Red. Real,
Clemson.
Real close. Late field goal. 57-yarder.
If he gets a chance. Clemson, South Florida.
I'm going to take Clemson.
Notre Dame, Miami in the Sun Bowl right here on ESPN Radio just for Irish Ken. I'll take Miami. And their new coach.
Oh, for the 2000s. That made me circle Miami.
At Georgia, Central Florida. Liberty Bowl.
You know, this
used to be such a great bowl.
This is one of those
cracking the bell.
Crazy deals. I'm going to take Georgia.
Me too. And the Chick-fil-A Bowl, Florida State, South Carolina.
See, this is a weird one because the spread is damn near even.
Yeah.
And South Carolina, of course, went to the SEC championship game. They really improved under Spurrier. Remember, people think this really got the deal on the upswing. Florida, give me South Carolina. All four, fall for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the ball coach, hoping that he is able to prepare the game plan better. All right, we'll stop there. We'll do the New Year's Bowls next week. Phone lines are open, folks. Joe DeMeo is going to join us. Fantasy football questions for Joe. Love to hear from you from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've kind of talked about a whole bunch of topics that aren't of world interest. But, Daddy, one other college football note. LSU could be playing Texas A&M without their top rusher, and that'd be a big deal for LSU. Stephen Ridley, a one-time academic violation that may make him ineligible to play against Texas A&M. And that spread, surprisingly close as well. For as much disdain as we have for A&M, people are looking at them winning ball games at the end of the season and going in against LSU. I've taken LSU in every selection that we've had, and I think they're a one-point favorite, and I don't know what they are this morning without we'll check that if that's changed much with the possibility of not having their running back.
You're exactly right. You think SEC conference, you think, you know, night in, night out. You can say what you want about A&M and the passing game that came around when they switched quarterbacks. They got the Buckus Award winner in Miller.
Well, and again, here's one of the things that may help LSU. If he's ineligible, the game is not until January the 7th. The Cotton Bowl, Friday, January the 7th. Can't wait for the people to pull over and watch that thing.
You're right. How many people after the first, and just growing up like we did, after the first, just zone out and just, oh my God, oh, there's another one?
Oh, the national championship game's tonight? Okay, I guess we'll watch it. It's a Monday night. So there's
exactly
a bit of football
right
news. I don't know how much that will affect LSU. You would think that whoever replaces him would be able to stand up there and do some good things. So there you go. Maybe the biggest news, though, Tony, of the last 24 hours, there is actually one or two legitimate sports stories out there that involve the state of Nebraska, and that is John Cook is losing his assistant, Lizzie Stemke. She's named the new head volleyball coach at the University of Georgia. She was a former All-American at Wisconsin, assistant coach for 4 years at the University of Nebraska, and she will be their sixth head coach since 1978. The Huskers were 116-15 in the last four seasons, 72-8. In the Big 12, Coach John Cook says, quote, "We are very appreciative of everything Lizzie has done for the Husker volleyball program. Our entire staff is proud of her for taking the next step in her career and wish her and her family nothing but the best. Georgia volleyball is a sleeping giant, and Lizzie is the perfect coach to awaken the volleyball program. Coach Stemke will not only build a great team of student athletes, she will create an excitement and culture for Georgia volleyball in the Athens community." That from Coach John Cook.
I say anytime you're assistant and you go right to an SEC school, good for you. I mean,
No kidding. Nebraska finished seventh in this year's Division I coaches poll. Obviously, she knows Nebraska volleyball is a sinking ship. She needs to get out of here.
I would imagine there's a long line of people calling John Cook saying, "I'd like to be a part of that deal."
Yeah, what you got going there, Cookie? got room? Yeah, I'd love to be there. What's the weather like? Don't care.
Climb on board right now.
Love to be a part of that. So that's what's going on. Before we go into our next break here and have a little 12 days of Christmas, having some fun on this Doug and Daddy show, as we said, not a whole lot going on. Joe DeMeo is going to join us. Anything you want to talk about? We've been talking Husker football on and off for the Holiday Bowl. There's nothing new to talk about there. It's actually been a quiet 24 hours. It's been pretty quiet since we had Coach Eckler on the program on Tuesday to talk about his move to Indiana. Not much new on Sean Watson. Tonight, you have the choice of watching NFL or college football. You've talked about what could be an intriguing game in the Poinsettia Bowl between San Diego State and Navy, and all you have to say is Pittsburgh, Carolina, NFL. Which one are you going to watch or listen to or whatever the case may be? You have the choice. Those are the only two things on the radio or on TV. Which one are you going to watch? Can't say both.
Pittsburgh, Carolina. I don't, as much as it pains me to say that, I'm going to choose the big boys. Be interesting to see without Polamalu playing what the defense can stand up and dominate a team they should take care of easily.
And according to Vegas Insider, that line is still 1 point for LSU over Texas A&M. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show unless there's something you acted like you wanted to say something there.
No, I was just wondering, do we still have the Vegas Insider deal to check the Ohio State? That they take that off the board until they confirm?
Yeah, there's a lot of X's up there. There are a couple of spots that haven't pulled it down that 3 points. For Ohio State. Yeah. Wouldn't that just chap you? I did pick Arkansas, though, for some reason in a couple of our selections that we do for other shows.
Other shows.
You think that's too good to be true? Well, that probably is, but it's not too good to be true at your Midway Auto Group, where a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 100,000 roadside assistance, and 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, that's not all. 30-day exchange privilege, first oil change free, and the finest service center in all the land happens every day at Midway Auto Group. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do it anymore. They did, because right now, through the end of the year, their Christmas special, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or a Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. They take care of our vehicles. Let them take care of yours. 12 full months of service on them with a purchase before the end of the year. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or you can go online. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, a better way. ThinkMidway.com. Daddy's smiling.
Back after this.
It's going to be a New Year's Eve you can really sink your teeth into. The Ramada Carney joins forces with the Innocents for an all-inclusive New Year's Rockin' Eve. Beginning with all-star chef Carlos Fouché's carved prime rib buffet for two. Serving from 6:30 until 8:30. That's everything from famous hot damn carrots, garlic mashed potatoes, and mixed greens. Then... nobody has more fun on stage than the Innocents. And their great covers of all-time classic hits. Playing from 9 until 1. The celebration only slows down a little for a New Year's toast and midnight dessert bar. That's all for two, plus a room at the Ramada for only $149. Book it now by calling the Ramada Carney. Sometimes love don't
be like it should. Hurts so good. Hey, this would be a great holiday gift, too.
So buy gift certificates to the Ramada Carney's New Year's Eve.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Kearney, just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue, and in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
And skies remain cloudy through the day today. Temperatures head into the lower 30s for a high with southeast winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies will stay cloudy tonight with a possibility for some light snow showers with a coating up to an inch possible. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing a bushel.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program. Learning more about the five players suspended from Ohio State, including Terrell Pryor, and why they were not suspended for the Sugar Bowl. Five players from Ohio State receiving improper benefits have been suspended for the first five games of next year. The sixth game of the year is in Lincoln against the Huskers. El Chaco. So, whatever. But they are eligible, and two reasons, Joe Shad just reporting on ESPN. One, the NCAA believes that Ohio State didn't properly educate their players on receiving improper benefits and doing this. You know that every year, and Jared Crick has told us this, and many players have told us this in the past, the beginning of the year, they bring in NCAA people, experts. You stay away from gambling. Here's how. Here's how people try to trap you. Stay away from the benefits. Here's how. Here's how people try to trap you. So that's hooey. Secondly, I believe the way Joe said the statement read, it did not give them an improper on-field advantage, competitive advantage. Really? That's not what Arkansas thinks. Yeah, these guys probably won't play anyway. Quarterback, running back, no big deal.
Did you see, though, up on the stage with Tressel was Gene Smith, and he's not the athletic director. He's the director of athletics.
Their team's leading rusher, the number two receiver, and the quarterback are among those that will be suspended next year, but not coming up. You think that's a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's just asinine. Just asinine. You know what else is asinine? Doug and Matt's 12 Days of Christmas.
People love it.
This goes back to the 5-7 season for the Huskers and everybody's favorite ex-Husker coach, Bill Callahan. Again, for your enjoyment, Joe DeMail's coming up, so stay with us. And if you've got a fantasy football question for Joe, email it, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. If you haven't heard it, oh, God. If you have heard it, hope you enjoy it again because we get many requests for it. So here you go.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me five measly wins.
Fourth in the division,
three blowouts,
two Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me six crappy losses,
five measly wins.
Fourth in the division,
three blowouts,
two Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT. On the seventh day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me seven players leaving,
six crappy losses,
five measly wins.
Fourth in the division,
three blowouts,
two Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the eighth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me eight streaks of broken,
seven players leaving,
six crappy losses,
five measly wins.
Fourth in the division,
three blowouts,
two Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT. On the ninth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me nine more new coaches,
eight streaks of broken,
seven players leaving,
six crappy losses,
five measly wins.
Fourth in the division,
three blowouts,
two Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT. TNT. On the 10th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins,
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
5 measly wins,
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and a Joe Daly INT.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 Solich backers,
11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
but 5 measly wins,
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and Joe
Daly.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go, Whack Jabs. I always forget about the signature. Wow. God, why do we root for the Jets ever? Take a break, Joe DeMeo, with all of your fantasy football answers. You got a question, send it in to the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I've got a question back after this.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Thank you so much for flying with us.
I tell you what, Michael Jordan, up here in first class, you do not want to be a bacon neck.
Bacon?
Bacon, you know, like when your shirt collar curls up like bacon in a pan? How bad that looks? But hey, that's not us. No, we do Hanes-Lay flat collars. Just a couple of dudes, looking awesome, being awesome. Hey, we're like twins, you and me.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Okay, maybe not identical, but the other kind.
Lay flat collar. Lays flat, won't bacon. Only from Hanes.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Well, Nebraska, winter's just around the corner. Now is a great time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires. Get an oil change, rotation, and rebalance for just $24.95. Or how about an alignment for just $39.95? And up until 11 a.m., stop by for an early bird oil change for just $16.95. At Big O Tires, we want to earn your business and make sure you're ready for safe winter driving. And we're open 7 days a week for your convenience. Tires service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Thursday night, it's a late-season interconference matchup in the Steel City when Pittsburgh hosts Carolina. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Heinz Field. Can Troy Polamalu and the Steelers' stellar defense deliver the hammer as they continue their drive for another division title? Tune in to find out. Carolina-Pittsburgh. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Skies remain cloudy through the day today. Temperatures head into the lower 30s for a high with southeast winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies will stay cloudy tonight with a possibility for some light snow showers with a coating up to an inch possible. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 23.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospera.
just me. Could have played this all day tomorrow. But no, play it today. You're me. Fine. Taking your Christmas presents back. Speaking of Christmas presents, we know that Bob Jensen is the coolest dude out there with Huskerland Prep. You know, he just shipped us one of the greatest Christmas gifts a guy could ever get, meat and cheese tray from Troutman's. I've got no problem pimping them either because they are a great sponsor of this program, Troutman's Quality Meats. You need a little last-minute gift idea? Meat is a great gift, right, Tone? Meat and cheese tray for the family. Sit back and enjoy.
Family's in town. You got to have breakfast, people. The bacon and sausage. You will not buy it anywhere else once you have it at Troutman's.
Ham, smoked turkey, that's all prime rib. It's all right there, folks, at Troutman's. Get in there, call today, see what Kerry can do for you here in the last minute because he is a whiz.
Oh, you want your butt rub? It's a perfect place to get it. The butt rub is excellent.
Joe just hung up, didn't he? Joe just hung up.
No, that's why Joe buys his butt rub.
See, Rex Ryan has a foot fetish, and you've got a butt rub fetish. I don't know what else there is to say. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas from Fetish Free Tampa. How you guys doing?
Well, it's, you know, considering, I'm going to tell you what, this is a kabillion times better than last year at this time. We're going to survive, and it's not raining on us. It's not ice out there. It's just outstanding, and I hope you and yours have a great Christmas. And the thing about having Christmas on the weekend, you've got to pay attention if you're still in that fantasy football race, if you're in a season-long league where you don't go head-to-head. Two important weeks to go. Maybe not everybody's playing their studs. And if you are playing head-to-head for virtually all of the world, this is championship weekend. And you got to pay attention, Joe.
Yeah, this is the week. For about 98-99% of all fantasy leagues right now, this is the Super Bowl this week. It's important to make merry, but you played for 16 weeks. So, you know, you need to enjoy the holidays, but also win that championship that you've been, you know, challenged to do for the last 15 weeks.
Joe, I want to start off with my question.
Go ahead.
Ray Rice went nuts last week. I've got Ray Rice, Danny Woodhead, LT. I got to play two of them.
LT's going against Chicago, and that's a problem. Woodhead versus Buffalo. Ray Rice was incredible going against Cleveland, interdivision rival. This is the week where LT rides your pine.
Perfect. Joey, go back. Mark says, which defense, the Chiefs, the Jags, the Panthers, or the Rams?
The Rams. Let's go ahead and use the Rams. They've changed their quarterback for the 49ers who they're playing, have changed their quarterback for the 18th time this season, and that's a team that I feel is in disarray. Let's see if St. Louis's underrated defense can come up with something nice for the holidays.
Do you still play Vernon Davis or do you play anybody else? I mean, I got Vernon on a touchdown only. I got Dressen from Houston and Todd Heap from Baltimore. I mean, what do you do with Vernon Davis?
Well, if Todd Heap is going, I would use him against Cleveland. I think it's you know, not a bad matchup. The Browns are allowing you know, almost a touchdown and a half per game in the air. So Vernon Davis, unfortunately, you've been done in by the Singletary quarterback you know, rotary that he's been running there. It's been awful. And the Rams are a little bit better than we give them credit for. So if he's active, which I think he's going to be, go ahead and plug him in as opposed to Vernon Davis.
Biggest disappointment to you running back-wise in the NFL?
Well, until last week it was Ray Rice, believe it or not. I mean, he just, I thought was having an absolutely awful season. But you know, if I really look at it, there's been a few guys that have kind of underachieved. The first one would be Rashad Mendenhall. He got off to a terrific start. He was, you know, just going great guns, and then all of a sudden, you know, essentially kind of fell off the, you know, the planet here. And you know, the other running backs that I think Joseph Adine has been ridiculous. He hasn't played since week six. You know, which creates a real issue. You know, Chris Johnson, for where he was in the draft, and Adrian Peterson, both of those guys, Peterson even better than Chris Johnson right now, but both of those guys, you know, were awful. Cedric Benson, Matt Forte, both of those guys were not anywhere near. And I'll give you one who that was everyone was thrilled about in the first 2 weeks of the season, Javon Best, has been absolutely non-existent in the last 9 weeks.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It'll be kind of sad next week. You know, it'll be the end of the season. Let's go to Aaron in Kearney. He says, I've got all kinds of questions, so let's start here. Tight end, Kevin Boss or Aaron Hernandez?
Go ahead and use Aaron Hernandez. Kevin Boss going up against a very good Green Bay pass defense. Go ahead and Roman Hernandez.
Uh-oh, Aaron, I should have looked at the end of this because he says, thanks, Joe. If I win the league with these picks, I'll send you a $20 bill. So I'm just, a little more focused.
Take that $20 and donate it to your favorite charity, and I'll be very, very thrilled and pleased.
He also wants to know, defense, Green Bay or New England?
That was a little bit tougher. Go ahead and go with the Patriots. I think, Green Bay and the Giants, that could end up to be a 28-24 game, even though Green Bay could play well. The Giants have a lot of weapons. Go ahead and take the Patriots. I'm just afraid that Fitzpatrick's going to pick apart that secondary, which I'm not thrilled about. That's a tougher call. That one's going to be close. But just on the nature of the opponent, go ahead and play the Patriots versus the Bills.
And the final question from Aaron, this might be the most difficult. He's got to play two wide receivers, and here's his four choices. Ocho Cinco, Bess, Jacoby Ford, Mike Sims-Walker.
I would not play Ocho Cinco, that's for sure. Sims Walker, I think, is playable. Jacoby Ford, going up against the Colts is probably going to be, up against it a little bit. Go ahead and sit Jacoby Ford and Ocho Cinco. Go with the other two guys.
Joe Terrence chimes in and says, I'm planning to start the following three wide receivers: Jennings, Reggie Wayne, Vincent Jackson. But I also have Kenny Britt and Mike Williams on the bench. Is that the best lineup, or should I make a switch?
Well, you're in good shape. I mean, you've got five outstanding receivers. Mike Williams of Tampa is the Mike Williams I assume you're talking about. He's a rook. Go ahead and play it exactly the way you got it. That's quite a lineup of wide receivers you're running this week.
Also, Terrence, I want to be in your fantasy league because people you draft with must be morons.
And that's a heck of a receiving crew. I'd like to know who his running backs are.
Yeah, just who's your running backs in QB.
I know Mark in Minden has just also sent this in. He's been a frequent participant, asks a lot of questions. He goes, where do I send Joe his cut? He saved me last week in the playoffs. So Joe DeMeo doing it all the time, helping out our listeners. He'll help out you if you can't get your questions in or something happens between now and Sunday. You can always directly email him on his website, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Is Sean Hill going to go Sunday, do you think, Joe?
Yes, I do. I think Hill's taking all the snaps right now. Drew Stanton is dinged up a little bit. Matthew Stafford is out. So certainly I believe Sean Hill will be active and play this week against Miami. And Miami's got a pretty decent pass defense. I wouldn't make Hill a recommended play unless, of course, you're desperate.
Hey, Joe, who should my third wide receiver be, Pierre Garçon or DeSean Jackson?
Oh, gosh, DeSean Jackson. I mean, he's not a suitable kind of guy. You don't know what he's going to do. He's playing Minnesota this week. Minnesota has pretty much packed it in from whatever I can see, especially if they have to go with Joe Webb, which will mean a tremendous it'll be at least three more series for the Eagles. DeSean Jackson, with those punt return abilities, can get you, a punt return six at any point. Go ahead and keep him active.
Joe Scott wants to know, Fitzpatrick, Castle, or Collins?
Fitzpatrick. I mentioned it earlier to another question. I think that the New England secondary can be had. I think Collins had it last week and did fair. Kansas City's a lot tougher, but I think Fitzpatrick is going to give you the best chance. But the one caveat is very, very important. You must check the weather in Buffalo before you make a final decision If you need to come back and ask me the same question again, just come to the website, and I'll be happy to answer it for you on Sunday. But you have to make sure you are cognizant of the weather in Buffalo. Sometimes the weather up there is the -6 with 50-mile-an-hour winds. You don't play any quarterback, even Tom Brady, and that type of stuff.
Well, Steve Smith at Carolina just doesn't get any opportunities because he's all they have, and so obviously he gets covered well. Do you consider throwing a guy? I mean, on this roster, you got Steve Smith. You're talking touchdowns only. You got Finneran from Atlanta, Murphy from Oakland. He's going up against Indianapolis. You got Jabbar Gaffney of Denver. Would you switch out Steve Smith for one of those guys, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, that's I would switch him out for Lewis Murphy. Murphy has a chance to get in the end zone. Smith's not going to get in the end zone against Pittsburgh. I mean, it's going to be tragic. I'm not sure that Carolina will even score. In any form, that would be a field goal or anything else. The game is in Pittsburgh. Go ahead and Finneran can't be used. I mean, just. Can't be used. So go ahead and trust Lewis Murphy.
Joe, who's your number one rated quarterback this week? Scoring only leagues. You got to score touchdowns. Who is it?
Tim Tebow. No, I'm only kidding. But I think Tebow's got a fabulous, fabulous matchup. We really like Drew Brees and Matt Schaub this week. But Matt Schaub contingent on Andre Johnson playing, game time decision, 4:15. So if you have to make your selection, Drew Brees is the guy I think is going to light up the Falcons in a game that's must-have for New Orleans. And we look for this game on Monday night to be an interesting game. It's in a dome. Obviously, both those teams play in a dome. And the Falcons can be had through the air. They're a little bit tougher on the ground. Look for Brees to throw 4 touchdowns in that game.
Whoa. Well, we already got Joe's thoughts on tonight's epic matchup between the Panthers and Steelers. I can't imagine that anybody is in the finals of their playoffs with Adrian Peterson unless they just absolutely picked up on waivers, Vic, and a whole bunch of guys. Does Peterson go this weekend, or is he done for the year?
Boy, after what happened last week, I'm going to be hesitant to afford a guess here. All indications were he's going to play Monday night. I had that question several times. He was listed as questionable. He practiced. He was limited, but he practiced. Typically, they'll list the player as doubtful if they don't pull him. They listed him as questionable, and sure enough, Monday night when you can't really make an adjustment, there you go. Peterson's out, and Favre's in. Go figure. This week, I make him 50-50. Please, out there, folks, please. Have a backup plan. Don't get caught again if you happen to have worked your way through. Peterson owners, Arian Foster owners, if you've gotten your way through, Foster looks like he's absolutely going to be fine this week. Peyton Ellis owners, he's dinged up a little bit, but he's hard to like against Baltimore. So those are the guys last week that came out of the games. Well, Peterson never got in the game, but those are the guys that came out in good shape. I Peterson's making me nervous this week. He's a franchise running back, and maybe Ziggy Wolf doesn't want to, toss him out there when absolutely nothing's on the line. There's a lot at work here. Please, just have a plan B. It's a 1 o'clock game, so you have plenty of time to make an adjustment.
Joe, Merry Christmas. We'll wrap up the year with you next week as we head into Week 17 and talk about New Year's and maybe get your year-end awards in Fantasyland. Thanks so much for the time, and again, have a great Christmas from the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, there's too many people for me to acknowledge in the greater Kearney area. It's amazing, but I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and we'll catch you next week before the New Year's. You two guys are the absolute best. Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday to both of you.
Thanks, Joe. Joe, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. It's there for you 24/7. He gets right back to you. And, of course, all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. They can take care of you as well as you're running around doing some of that last-minute shopping. Swing in and get the original chicken sandwich or the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. Bacon and chicken. Buy one, get one free. We can always use a little extra in the pocket. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart and Kearney Cinema. Lexington Co's out in North Platte as well. Terrence, who has that great wide receiver core, says his running backs are Chris Johnson and LeGarrette Blount. So he picked Blount up, but he goes, I'm down to Kitna and Cutler at quarterback.
Ugh.
Well, it's okay if you got Cutler. I mean,
well, from time to time. Kitna's been serviceable.
Tony, I asked you this question before we leave. Good Lord. If you're Terrell Pryor and you're going to miss five games, do you enter the NFL draft?
Can't. There's no CBA.
That's a collective bargaining agreement. Well done, Anthony. Again, Terrell Pryor, four of the Buckeyes have to sit out the first five games of next year for accepting improper benefits, but they can play in the Sugar Bowl this year against Arkansas. The first game back next year, Nebraska. The New Jersey Devils have fired coach John McClain and brought back Jacques Lemire to replace him. Jacques Lemire. And newly released documents show the special prosecutor in the Watergate case expressed extreme interest in a 1970s criminal investigation of Yankee owner George Steinbrenner for illegal campaign contributions. There's a Merry Christmas. We want to thank Joe DiMaio for joining us today. I'm out tomorrow. Daddy's got some special guests.
Yeah, Greg Shea is going to sit in with us, and we're going to be joined by Rustin Dodd from the Kansas City Star. Talk about the Greinke trade and all that went on last Sunday in Kansas City. Maybe get a little fans' reaction as well.
And your picks.
My picks are coming up.
Christmas cash, people. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. I'll be back with you on Monday. Daddy, hold down the ship with Greg Shea of the Storm tomorrow.
Hey, we'll do that. And you know what? That CBA may keep Jared Crick, may keep Alfonso Dennard in school as well. So it's just one of those things going on. Yeah, I mean, that's the good news if you're a college football fan. Hey, a lot of these guys may stick around.
Merry Christmas, Chet. And, and Derek, watch out behind you. Watch the traffic. It's a little crazy out there. Anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, No, I think we got her. 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.